This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we're starting the 4 o'clock hour a little bit late, but we went long with Brady Quinn. And then during the commercial break, texted a picture of me and some Funyuns. And I said, no better way to celebrate another good segment than with a bag of Funyuns during the commercial break. Not Brady Quinn's style of snacking. No snacking is Brady Quinn's style of snacking, but certainly not the processed foods like Funyuns. I know a good time in a bag when I see one.
And now he got me down this whey protein conundrum.
Interesting.
Which whey protein is garbage.
Is that in your head now, Solana? Because Brady's pretty healthy.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, maybe he is. Maybe he isn't. I mean, the dude doesn't snack. Can you trust people who don't snack?
I can't, but I know that he looks in better shape than you. He was a star collegiate athlete. You made up something about being an All-American honorable. No, you made up something about getting a full scholarship ride to a college.
I never said it was a full scholarship.
Santa Maria. Sending you a brochure.
He had a full ride to Santa Maria.
Never called it a full ride, but they did offer me a partial scholarship.
Well, did they offer you a partial scholarship, or did they send you some bulk mail brochure that ended up in everyone's mailbox in your neighborhood?
Or current resident.
Whey protein. Yeah. Did he make you think about maybe whey protein isn't the...
Solana, did you, because I know you just sick on your guns, did you look up whey protein and how it's made? It's really a byproduct. Like, it's not top quality protein.
But what are we doing here? If you want to build muscle, you have to put more protein in your body. There's no doubt that eating real protein sources like chicken or meat or fish is the better way to go. But if you can't, you take supplements, just like any other supplement, and you can take whey protein as a supplement. And that can help you put grams of protein in your body. More grams of protein in your body while you work out leads to bigger muscle mass. This is.
But what if they're empty grams of protein? There's empty calories. There's good fats. There's bad fats. What he's telling you is this protein might be empty grams of protein.
No, I think what he's saying is that the true sources of protein that aren't made in a factory are better for you. And I don't think anybody would disagree with that. Like, if you could afford, and if you can eat 180 grams a day or 200 grams a day of protein sourced from just chicken breast or salmon or steak, then God bless you. Like, I'm sure Brady Quinn can. Dude played in the NFL. Those who can't, drink whey protein. They supplement it with other sources of protein.
No, you do.
Okay. I mean, what are we doing?
You yell out 100, 200 grams. No, you've heard whey protein is good and you take it.
No, I haven't. This is pretty well documented stuff.
I looked at it. It's not.
Okay. Okay. Hey, everybody, Crowder looked at it. It's not. The guy who didn't know what the YouTube logo was an hour ago, don't worry. He has a phone in his hand. He's researched it. He's looked at it. case closed, whey protein, garbage.
Lean meat, poultry, seafood is the best. Next is eggs, beans, nuts, seeds, and soy products.
Again, natural protein sources. But you know how many eggs you'd have to eat in a day? Like, however you cook them, to get to what you should be taking in protein and to build muscle mass, you'd have to eat 100 eggs in a day. That's insane.
So you want me to listen, because we have the video. You can see Brady's muscles through his shirt.
Yeah.
That was a thick
see you on a normal basis. You want me to go with you over Brady Quinn?
Well, where on that list, Crowder, is the Ritz Bits peanut butter sandwich crackers? Because I get a lot of my protein from those.
Way, way down.
Well, I can't win them all.
It's a lot of Eastern Lake viewers.
So anyway, we're starting the hour late. Oh, who doesn't love a legume? Salmon packets. You guys make fun of me. Salmon packets loaded with protein, almost no fat.
It's way better than whey.
It is. I would agree. But you're also taking in so much salt and so much sodium that, Hawk, you really got to counteract that some way. Some trips.
I'm on blood pressure meds. I'm good to go.
You sound like my dad, where he's like, "Oh yeah, I'm taking blood pressure meds. My blood pressure is great." Well, yeah, because you're on a pill every day.
I can't wait till I have cholesterol meds, and then I don't have to worry about cholesterol anymore. I'm trying to get to that point. nothing better. Now you don't have to worry anymore. Medication takes care of it for you.
Everybody's like, "Oh, I'm healthy. I'm healthy. No question, I'm healthy." Well, yeah, you're taking 17 pills a day to keep you healthy. It doesn't count.
I mean, you're taking you're snorting this whey protein. That doesn't count. All that stuff is fraudulent.
Okay.
I have a body made by Chardonnay.
Yeah, you have a body. You have a body made by something. I don't know what. Miami football reports on WQAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs. Day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. Saw something earlier. I will tell you, I saw the Sun Sentinel. They had their predictions for the season. Dave Hyde has the Dolphins 8-9. Chris Perkins 9-8. David Fironas 9-8. I think that's kind of the prevailing thought. 8-9, 9-8. I think anything below that and anything above that, people are going to be super surprised because they think this is the definition of a middling NFL team. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Again, I'm expecting the upside of that. I'm very high on the Dolphins team. I think this Dolphins team meets most people's definition of the, you know, textbook 9-8, 8-9 season.
And I think Solana and myself are on the same page. I agree 100% with them. 8-9 wins, ceiling. Hawk, you're a very optimistic person. I just don't know if this secondary can hold up. Tua's going to miss some games. Like, we have to be realistic with it. Like you say, I'm not treating Tua with these white gloves. I've just seen what happened. He's been in the league, 5 years now? He's played one full season. He's going to miss some games. If he misses a game, Quinn Ewers and Zach Wilson are not going to win those games. So that's already two or three down the drain. They're not going to go 100% with Tua. Yeah, 10-7 would be surprising to me.
I think the problem, though, is that the Dolphins, at their best, like everything going right, everything working out in their favor, 10 wins, maybe 11 is the best that they can get to.
Yeah, but 11 wins. I mean, that like you're like 11-6 would be unbelievable.
What's your ceiling, though, Hawk? What's
everybody going, everything going right for you, which doesn't, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to the Dolphins for my lifetime, but that typically doesn't happen.
I think they could go 12-5.
12-5
on the upside. Yeah, I think that would probably be the ceiling. 12-5.
And
I think they have a better chance of going 12-5 than they do 5-12. How about that?
I think that has all to do with Tua's health.
Yeah.
I do not think Tua starts 17 games and loses 9 of them. I think Tua is an above 500 quarterback.
There you go. I'm with that. So let's say he starts 15 games. That's fair for an NFL starting quarterback, 15 games.
And then they go 8-6 in those 15.
Well, that's 14.
So we'll be 9-6. 9-6 in those 14. Then he misses those two. And they're going to lose both of them.
I'm not so certain. I'm not so certain.
Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers are going to win two NFL games for you.
Yes. Yes. Zach Wilson for sure. He's done it.
He's done nothing. You've seen his record?
No, I understand. But he's started games and has won NFL games. Listen, we can question whether his skill set is there or not. He ain't going to get rattled being out there. He didn't go 0-for in his NFL career. So I don't think, like, last season, who won one of their fill-in games last season?
It was Tyler Huntley.
Yeah, I mean,
It was the Patriots game. They lost their first three. They had the bye week. They came back, and Snoop Huntley won them that game in Foxborough on the road.
I mean, I think if Zach Wilson plays two games, I could see him winning a game or two. I really could.
So he wins one. So that puts you at 9-8.
But it depends. Doesn't it depend who they play against?
That puts you at 10-7.
It depends. They're
9-6 with Tua, and then they're 10-7 with Zach Wilson.
I'm not as confident.
If Tua goes down, I mean, knock on wood, man. Like, no joke. I hate even doing this. But if Zach Wilson's your starting quarterback, let's just say there's a stretch where the Dolphins have to play Baltimore, Buffalo primetime, and then they're out. Where's that game in Spain, right, Crowder? Madrid against the Commanders. Like, if it's that stretch, Hawk, and he's playing against those three teams, you feel comfortable, Zach Wilson?
No, but again, that's a tough stretch for Tua. That's a tough stretch for your starter, for sure.
For sure. But then there's a stretch later where you play New Orleans at home, at the New York Jets, at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, that's a more favorable situation for a backup quarterback. I just think it matters, right? Like, that context
Patriots
matters.
Weeks 1 and 2, I think you could easily be 2-0 after those, right? Then you've got the Bills in prime time. That never seems to work out in our favor.
2-1.
Then you've got the Jets in prime time, but that's at home, and I'm not scared of the Jets. You're 3-1. Then you've got the Carolina Panthers. You're 4-1 now. Then you've got the Chargers.
4-2.
Let's say you're 4-2. Then you got the Browns. Now you're 5-2. Falcons, 6-2. Who's quarterbacking for the Browns?
Flacco.
By that time, it'll be Shedeur Sanders.
Easy win.
Dylan Gabriel.
Then you got Ravens. So that's what, 6-3. Bills and Dolphins. Saints, that's another win. Another Jets win. Steelers are going to stink by the time they play them.
No, they're not.
Yeah, come on.
The Steeler defense?
Aaron Rodgers, come on. What are we doing here?
Oh, it's not just Aaron Rodgers. It's T.J. Watt and them boys coming after Tua.
That's a Monday Night Football game, by the way.
T.J. Watt has to play 94% of the game.
How about we just go any primetime games or losses?
Based on past performance.
The establishment has been set.
Buccaneers game, that'll be tough. I like Baker Mayfield. And then you end the season with the Patriots. I don't think it's out of the question. Go 12-5, even 13-4.
11-6, 10-7. I'm going to fall right around 9-8, Hawk.
You and the rest of the world. But even 9 would be hitting the over on season win total.
Yeah. Tua stays healthy, they win 9 games. I'm not even trying I'm being serious with this. This roster really concerns me. What if Storm Duck goes down?
Well, but you could do that with every NFL team.
But no. If let's go Steelers. If Jalen Ramsey goes down, they still have Darius Slay and Joey Porter Jr. If Storm Duck goes down, we're starting Jack Jones and probably a free agent off the street.
Rasul Douglas, probably.
Like, We just figured out his last name's Douglas.
I don't sense much of a drop off there. I don't sense much of a drop off there.
I'm concerned with this roster, Hawk. I won't lie to you.
Mm.
13-4, huh?
I think people are sleeping on this roster. I think this roster is nowhere near as bad as people are making it out to be.
They got to win tomorrow or Sunday.
Biggest question mark is Riley Patterson, kicker. Nope. You
want to
bite?
Sticking to that, huh? No, I mean, I'll bite if you want. But
how'd you like to have Zach Sealer come visit an elementary school of your choice? It can happen. WQAM's MVP experience with the Dolphins, Zach Sealer. He's on board to speak at a school. All you have to do is go to WQAM.com, enter an elementary school in Dater Broward, and that school might get a visit from Zach Sealer. We'll speak to the students, and I don't know, we'll probably have some QAM prizes as well. Maybe some Pivot Energy drink or Crowder powder. Who knows what we're going to ply these kids with. But you can get the official rules at WQAM.com. You can enter at WQAM.com. Let's get headlines real quick here for the 4 o'clock hour with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
I just got a push notification. Sham Sharania. NBA says it is investigating Clippers after the Pablo Torre report from earlier this morning of cap circumventing payments to Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, they better. I was saying before you jumped on Crowder, I'm sure this happens all the time.
Yes.
But if you're going to do it, just do 5 appearances and say it's $3 million an appearance. The craziest part of the whole thing to me is, hey, we're going to circumvent the cap, and then we're not even going to create plausible deniability. We're literally going to have you do nothing. I saw Stephen A. Smith did this take on First Take this morning going, there is no one in professional sports who wants to be paid for doing nothing more than Kawhi Leonard. Stephen A. goes, hey, anyone else, I might say, He goes, that dude wants to get paid constantly for doing nothing. This adds up.
That's a great take, Hawk. What about this take? Because when I saw it, I thought about this. How about you give Kawhi's aunt a $20 million salary?
Bingo.
And you give her $2 million. You take $18 million. She gives it to your mother and everybody. And you, like, this was the most idiotic approach to giving dumb money to somebody for no reason.
There's so many ways to mask this. And I guarantee you this goes on in all sports because all these team owners have outside business interests or friends who have outside business interests that can close a deal to get someone to come. Listen, I'm not naive to this stuff. This one seems particularly dumb.
Yeah.
To literally not have him do a single thing.
Anything.
You can put a value on anything. Solana and I were saying in the first segment, like you can say that every Instagram post is worth $1 million. I know Kim Kardashian gets $1 million for a post. Have him over the course of 4 years make 7 Instagram posts a year for $7 million a year and say that's what we were paying him for. This is bizarre to me.
What about the 3 letters LLC?
Right.
Pay some LLC, limited liability company, the money, and then Kawhi is the owner or the...
I think it was an LLC. It was KL2 LLC. Right. It was Kawhi Leonard 2 LLC.
Know. Name it Kitchen Sink LLC and don't put your damn initials on it.
Yep.
Just it could be done so much more intelligent. I'm with you 100%. I could actually give you about 10 ways that they could have done this better, and it's so stupid.
How can we figure that out though? Like, how does a mega $1 billion corporation not say, hey, we should probably cover our tracks when doing something shady? How does that not?
Well, is it possible, jumping off what Stephen A. said, that Steve Ballmer and whoever was setting it up did have an agreement with Kawhi Leonard that he was going to do several appearances for them And then every time they asked him to do something, he just said no. Because like Stephen A. said, this guy loves doing nothing and getting as much money as possible to do it.
He said, ha ha ha. Hey, Kawhi, you got to be here at 11 tomorrow morning.
Anyway.
It's that rich people think they're invincible. To answer your question, Solana, that would be my opinion.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This was going to be the dumbest thing I would read to you guys today, but politics in Florida exists, but whatever. Scott Hansen was on the Pat McAfee show today. This is, I am genuinely outraged by this.
I'm not at all.
Me too. Yeah,
well, the NFL Red Zone is going to have commercials this fall.
Right.
I know what your take is going to be, and I'm probably in agreement with you, Hawk, but here's the problem. NFL Red Zone watchers know this. Their whole thing is commercial-free football. Like, that's their entire thing. That's why it's been so fantastic over the years. Honestly, I would argue that's why people love it, because you tune in and for 4 hours, a little bit more, all you are getting is football. There's no breaks. There's
you
no
love
pauses.
It because it's it football. Shows you every time a team is in the red zone. And
right,
when they take
free.
A 60-minute or 60-second or a 30-second commercial break every now and again, because they're not selling 8-minute stop sets that they're playing twice per hour, it's going to be very limited. The notion that red zone channel won't be enjoyable anymore because there's 6 minutes of commercials within 4 hours is laughable, because sometimes there's nothing going on and they put up a graphic of who's got the most fantasy points that afternoon, because there's literally nothing going on. It's the end of the first half. It's the beginning of the second half. There's nothing going on. They're going to jam some commercials in there. It's a highly expensive property, as you know, from the sale of it. And the notion that somehow a few commercials here and there is going to ruin the red zone experience to me is laughably outrageous.
Could tell you right now it's ruined. I canceled my subscription.
You should. You absolutely should. You should never watch Red Zone Channel again. Anyone who's complaining about the commercials on Red Zone, like, I just don't, I don't get it. Like, what, like, if they take a 1 minute commercial break,
ruined.
It's ruined. You can't watch it anymore.
It's ruined. It's ruined.
It's the people that have to take the phone in the bathroom with them.
Well, it's just like commercials are a part of our everyday existence. I'm not telling you.
Boy Hawk, Netflix doesn't have commercials.
Correct. I'm not telling you that it's not in a movie, that HBO, if they put a commercial in the middle of a movie, that you wouldn't see it. But if I watch Hulu, if I'm watching a show on Hulu, I get commercial breaks. If I'm watching a show on Paramount Plus, I get commercial breaks. Like, who cares?
It's because you don't pay for the premium, bro.
You're right. That's right. I don't.
I got Peacock recently.
And you get commercials on that?
I usually go to sleep 10 minutes in.
Yeah, the notion that commercials are going to ruin Red Zone Channel, which is such an enjoyable...
It's these jitterbugs that can't... Their attention span is nothing. They all have letters, ADD, HD, 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 and all that, and they can't concentrate on anything.
But I mean, even if that's the case, so they go to commercial break, so you look down on your phone. Or you flip to another game. That's it. Like, I mean, if they're in a commercial break, it's because there's no action going on. I watched Scott Hansen on Pat McAfee today. He said, we will not miss any of the action. I'm telling you that right now. If there's a team on the 6-yard line, we're not going to commercial break and saying, hey, when we come back, we'll let you know if they scored or not.
Easy to say that now, but guess what? They're going to be in a commercial break. And the Dolphins are driving, and I'm not going to be able to watch it. And guess what? By the time they come back from commercial break, it's already been uploaded to Twitter. So what's the point?
By the time they come back from commercial break, I mean, mm-hmm. they're going to be 30-second or 60-second commercials. That's the entirety of the commercial break.
Yeah, so, you can clip it quickly now, man. I'm telling you, right away,
understood.
That'll be on Twitter.
Why wouldn't you be watching the Dolphins game on something other than Red Zone Channel?
No, I mean, I was just using the Dolphins as an example. I always go split screen Dolphins on one, Red Zone on the other. Or I put the Red Zone on my laptop. But here's the reality, Hawk. I'll give you a perfect example. During the Summer Olympics, they play soccer at the Olympics. And NBC and Peacock.
I know how it's done on soccer broadcasts.
Yeah. NBC and Peacock, they don't do a traditional soccer broadcast. They take commercial breaks in the middle of the game because they have to get their commercial breaks in.
No,
but guess what? You're ruining the experience. Soccer is played 45 minutes. You get 18 minutes of commercial breaks.
On many soccer broadcasts, they don't take commercial breaks. They do graphics on the television that show who the sponsor is. They take a longer commercial break during halftime, and they fit them all in. And then they also charge a premium to advertise because the spot load is so low. So this notion that, you know, oh, if there's 6 minutes of commercials during my 4 hours of Red Zone, I can't watch it anymore. I don't get it. I don't understand. If they go after the opening kickoffs, they show everyone's kickoff. If they go for a 30-second Budweiser commercial after that, what on earth are you going to miss?
It's just the principle, Hawk. It's the principle.
The principle you're owed commercial-free football?
If you have sold me something for years and you have told me it's commercial-free and your biggest marketing campaign is that, hey, this is commercial-free football.
It was never their biggest marketing campaign. Their biggest marketing campaign was never miss a touchdown. That's always been their biggest marketing campaign.
Well, guess what?
Never been about being commercial-free.
Now I'm missing touchdowns. Way to go, Hanson. Now I'm missing touchdowns. And now you sell out to the big corporation and they're taking over.
He's making a movement.
You want to do product placement? You want to drink a Coke from McDonald's, Scott Hansen, in the middle of the broadcast? I'm cool with that. You want to wear a trucker hat that says Ford across? I'm cool with that. You want to do product placement all day? No problem.
You want to put a little thing in the screen? You can't miss the Detroit Lions at their own 28-yard line in the first quarter.
Hawk, I'm a big-time fantasy football player. This stuff matters to us. If I can't see the Amon-Ra St. Brown reception for 17 yards that moves the chains, what are we doing then? It's not even red zone anymore.
All football games have commercial breaks. So this isn't out of line with the sport itself. If you watch a football game, you're exposed to myriad commercial breaks.
I'm canceling.
You're canceling football?
Football?
I'm canceling Red Zone. I'm over.
I hope you do. I really hope you do.
Do they still have picture in picture?
I don't think so. You just
isn't that a good idea? The little commercial in the little box, and then the screen.
They do that on a lot of the football broadcasts. They say, you know, blah blah blah, 30 seconds, and then they shrink down the game, and they play the Budweiser commercial there, and then they bring the game back up. That's a way to keep the action there. And I'm sure they'll be doing stuff like that as well.
Let's figure it out.
Yeah. This is the biggest non-story. This is such an easy thing to complain about. Oh my God. Scott Hansen used to say at the start of every Red Zone broadcast, and now 4 hours of commercial or 8 hours of commercial free football. And now he's not saying that anymore. Yeah. So what? Scott Hansen. It's in Johnny Carson on the Tonight Show. Scott Hansen.
And Salon, aren't you engaged?
Yeah.
You're talking about getting a bill of sales and then not coming through with it. That's called marriage.
You guys want to bow down to these mega corporations? Be my guest, man.
Salano,
I won't stand for it.
You're talking the man. Who's the man? The guy that wants to make money off of his production? That's the man?
Everybody wants to make money in everything they do, but then when a big corporation wants to make more money, we all go, oh. In the meantime, Solana can't get to Epcot fast enough to pay $400 to get in to buy a $28 quesadilla.
Erroneous.
So does the man have anything to do with Epcot? I got to meet him.
Somebody texts in, if I watch 20 minutes of soccer without a break, I'm dying for a Morgan & Morgan commercial. Great text. All right, anything else? We're running very late here.
Yeah, your weather right now in South Florida, it is 85 degrees, cloudy, very rainy. Drive safely, South Florida. Back
somebody
to you
said,
guys.
Somebody said it's very rainy out. Great time to remind people you're on FM. Because there's no crackling, there's no cutouts in the rain. So if you're listening on 104.3 FM, you're hearing a crisp, clear broadcast signal. If you're listening on 560, you're getting some of the effects of the atmospheric conditions. So we appreciate you listening on 104.3 FM WQAM. Don't go anywhere. We went long there. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come back. We got a lot more to get to this afternoon.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have this fantasy. I've had this for years. Of becoming obese and bedridden and just watching TV all day and having people bring me food.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Somebody texts in, can I complain about the amount of commercials on QAM? Or does Solana enjoy his paychecks? Yeah, interesting. I complain about everybody else's commercials, but ours are fine. Sell more.
Never promise commercial-free. Never promise commercial-free radio, ladies and gentlemen. Very different.
When were you promised commercial-free Red Zone?
That's their whole thing, Hawk.
No, commercial-free. That's been their thing. They never promised it for life.
Hmm. Okay.
I remember when bank accounts didn't cost you any money. I remember when bank accounts paid 15% interest.
Well, I'm not happy about that either. I'm not happy about anything. People selling out to these mega corporations. Not happy about it.
Kids are soft. I was texting with Omar Kelly. And I was young. I was homesick. I had to watch soap operas. And we didn't have Nickelodeon. We didn't have Disney Channel. I had to sit there. I had to watch The Edge of Night.
Huh?
Dolphins injury report is out. I told you we'd have an injury report today. Football is officially upon us when you get the injury report. The Colts have one player on the injury report. The Dolphins have 12. I think they just take different approaches.
Yes. Remember the Patriots with Belichick used to put 45
Everybody.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes.
Here's your Dolphins injury report. Ethan Bonner did not practice today. Hamstring. Darren Waller did not practice. Officially listed with a hip.
Mm. I don't like it.
Jalen Wright. Did not practice, listed with a knee. Devon Achan, limited practice today, listed with a calf. Ashton Davis, limited, calf. D. Eskridge, limited, concussion. Tyreek Hill, limited, oblique slash calf. Austin Jackson, limited, toe. And then full practice, but on the injury report. Storm Duck, hip, Julian Hill, shoulder, Melifonwu. I can't get that guy's name.
Iffy Melifonwu.
Iffy?
Yeah, it's his nickname. Iffy.
Iffy Melifonwu.
Just Melifonwu.
Melifonwu?
Melifonwu.
Hamstring. Dante Trader, hamstring.
Iffy's a little iffy about this season. Storm Duck, Tyreek Hill, very big concerns for this game.
Yes.
Storm Duck is fine, though. He'll play.
He'll play. Tyreek, I need him to be 100%.
Same thing with Tyreek.
Yeah.
And we saw last season, he was not 100% last season.
No. That's what we need. I think this team, front seven is going to be stout, but there's going to be a passing game that Jack Jones and Storm Duck are going to have to deal with. And I'm concerned about that. So we need to get in the mid-20s, high 20s to win these games.
It's a new day, by the way, to not see Teron Armstead on the injury report.
He's still on the injury report. Whatever job he has now, he's on the injury report.
He's doing very good in broadcasting.
Yep. Whatever he does broadcasting, they're worried every day is he going to come in.
Red Foo celebrating his 50th birthday today.
Is that the lady that juggles the things on her feet?
You nailed it at the NBA games. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jimmy, you don't think so?
No.
Who's Red Foo?
Isn't it that guy from LMFAO?
Yeah, Party Rock Anthem.
Look at you. Nice job, Jimmy. Wouldn't be funny if they brought her out and introduced her as Red Foo.
Well, she's on the injury report. She's on the
injury report. By the way, she ain't 50. I believe she celebrated her 50th birthday a while ago.
She's riding this thing out, juggling them plates.
All right, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We'll get caught up on all the Dolphins headlines, and you got an NFL football tomorrow, Jack, so we are up on it.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is generally wrong.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.